Welcome back to Real Gospel with the X-Man.
We number one, baby.
Welcome to the second hour of Real Gospel. My name is the X-Man, your radio minister of music. This has become one of my favorite songs, and he is slowly becoming one of my favorite persons. A. Randolph, I will run. Turn your radios up because this is Real Gospel.
I will run, and I will fight. I'll run this race to the end of time, and I will live, and I'll survive. I'll run this race to the end of time, the end of time. I will run.
I'll run this race
to the end of time. to the end of time. And I will live. And I'll survive. I'll run this race to the end of time. The end of time.
Gospel is the place where God gets the glory and artists tell their stories. I will run. And I'm telling you right now, when I got saved, sanctified, and filled with the Holy Ghost, I ran, my brother. I ran because there was just something on the inside moving on the outside. Oh, what a change in my life. A. Randolph, thanks for joining us on Real Gospel.
Hey, what's up, man? I'm excited to be here, man.
Yeah.
Excited.
I'm glad that you're with us. Your song, I Will Run, it is a attention grabber. The way that
wow.
you open up the song, the way that you just sort of arrest our attention with your vocals and the spirituality, the warm spirituality of your music just is, there's an anointing on you, my brother. So
wow.
tell us a little bit about you, where you're from, and how did you come into the knowledge of the Lord?
Well, man, I told somebody yesterday, I came out the womb singing, because I think everybody does, yelling and screaming. But I began in music at a very, very young age, and family in music, and so you kind of forced to do something in music. So from that point, man, started just, playing for the church. A musician couldn't be there a couple different times, so you get thrown off the piano, and they needed somebody at the time. So, me banging around led to, me learning piano. So I started there and having to actually play all the different instruments there, and then, went into training later on. And from that particular point, got older, of course, and went into college. I went to college learning engineering and some different things like that. I went on to start producing and arranging and composing different records for different people in different genres. And spiritually, you come up in the church, you come up with a foundation that is unbelievable. So you stand on that foundation. I always stood on that foundation. So, spiritually, I have pastors. I have a family, a long line of pastors in my family. So, you come up with a strong foundation of gospel, So.
So, yes, where did you go to college?
What is that? Full Sail University. Full Sail, Real World. I guess you want to call it college, university, they call it different things.
Yeah.
But yeah, definitely Full Sail, and also did some time at Broward Community and Miami-Dade also, too. So, yeah.
Okay. So where are you originally from?
I'm from Miami, Florida, brother.
Okay, Dade Miami, County. Florida.
Yes, sir.
One of my army buddies is from Dade County. So what's up, Nelson? Nelson?
Yeah, man. Beautiful place, man.
Yes, it is.
Melting pot. So different people, man. I love Miami.
Yeah. So Miami is so nice that Will Smith made a song about it.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, most people come down here, they don't want to leave.
That is true. You're right about that. That is true. Walt Disney World is in Orlando. Is that in Orlando?
That's Orlando.
Okay, so
yeah,
I haven't been.
Yeah.
I've been to Orlando.
It's a little hot,
yeah. Okay.
Yeah. It's a hot top of the skip. So yeah, Orlando is very, very nice, and that I lived there for quite a while too. So
okay. And you pastor a church. What's the name of your church?
No, I don't pastor. Not yet.
Okay,
no.
Okay. Oh, you are foreshadowing. You are prophesying. Okay, and I can see that.
No, I have family, that long line of family that pastor.
Okay.
So, yeah, definitely. Okay. Yeah, not called that way yet. Not yet.
Got you. So the song "I Will Run." What led to the penning of the song? Did you write that?
Yes, I wrote the song. pretty much, I think, you know, at that time, I was dealing with some personal issues when it came to my family. I'm dealing with this thing called cancer at the time.
Oh, wow.
And seeing so many, you know, battle it and
yeah.
drop off, and you know, some women, you know, it was just running rampant. And that's when the song kind of really began. And then also during that time, we started seeing a lot of the different things that were happening in the community. As far as the community issues, when it came down to the police and, you know, all of these different things that were happening with the culture. So Our Run came around about that particular time. And the thing is, for me, it was a point where I had to become unselfish. And I tell people that is for me, it's now no longer just about me, you know, writing the best record ever. It's how can I motivate and inspire people to do more of what they're doing? You know, I want to do more. What can I do to help my generation, you know, and what's going on in my community? How can I inspire and enlighten and wake people up, you know, to run on? You know, it's just more than just 9-to-5 job, just staying there, and then, okay, we live for our pension, and we're good. You know, we're in church all day, you know, we're doing, you know, what we got to do, but what can we do outside of that that really impacts our community? You know, how can we go further than that? And, you know, that's kind of where it goes for me.
Amen. Amen. If you're just joining us on Real Gospel, I'm talking to A. Randolph. He has a tremendous song. It's called "I Will Run," and the song is gripping. It is moving. It is anointed, and he is truly a man of God, a man of faith. And you know, I just you truly are. Your song, you know, it puts you in a mood. When I listen to your song, it ministers to me. If for some reason it causes me to be still. And it feels like I've entered into a place where everything else around me just sort of just settles down. Everything just sort of stops. And I'm able to focus and just take in the goodness and the mercy of the Lord. It just sets that tone. It just sets that tone.
And that's so good to hear, man. As an artist sometimes, you know, we don't know, you know, what other people are feeling and the attitude that the song takes on. But, you know, it's just been such a brilliant song. You know, I didn't know if this was going to be the single to put out, you know. But immediately when people started hearing it, it was like, wait a minute, no, what is that? So it's just been an interesting walk.
Amen. You know, right now we're in the Christmas season, and, you know, your CD project is set to release in the spring of 2016. And so I wanted to have you on now so that people can begin to look, when they start looking toward next year and great artists in 2016 and things to expect. I want them to look at you. I want them to look at your ministry.
That's right.
And I want them to know that you are somebody whom they should look at, somebody they should Google, somebody they should check out what's going on with you, because you are real, you're authentic. And so what other things are you working on for this upcoming project?
Well, right now we're actually getting the treatment and everything together for the video. We have stuff on stage, but we were going to get things together for the video, get a great treatment together. So we're getting those things done, an online campaign together. Also, I have a program that I do for kids, music tech programs. One of the other things we're really focused on next, we're planning a conference in February. So we have those aligned with, you know, the single also. So we got some pretty good things happening.
Amen, amen. So who are your artists? What gospel artists today inspire you and motivate you and you find yourself. Yeah, I know, right? A loaded question, especially since you're an artist. So yeah,
that's a loaded question. Yeah. You know, I think I get inspired by so many different artists, man. I love what's happening today. I'm definitely inspired. I go back, you know, so I'm inspired by Marijuana. I love his sound. I love his voice.
Yeah, I can see that. Yeah, I can see that in your music. I can see a little Marvin Winans in there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Definitely. Marvin. So I came up listening to, you know, that group, you know, the Winans. And, you know, I definitely go back to Quartet for me. I'm a hobby listener and spirituals, you know. So I love that style of music.
Who would you like to work with? That right? If the phone rang right now and they said, "Hey, let's go into the studio," who would you like for that to be, other than Marvin Winans?
Yeah, I was gonna say Marvin. Wow, if I could get somebody to work with, man, you know what? I love what Kirk Franklin can do with a person. Now, if we're talking about the singing with a person, but I love what Kirk Franklin can do to a record.
Yes.
And also, my thing that was Mary, Warren Campbell.
Warren Campbell. Super producer.
I would love to work with him.
Yeah. Warren Campbell probably has a vault of beats and all kinds of stuff that we haven't even begun to even. I mean, I'm sure, obviously, you watched the show Mary, huh?
Right.
And so, are you as inspired by the soundtrack that goes with the show as I am?
Yeah, man.
I pay attention to stuff like that. I'm like, man, where did you get that beat?
Exactly.
Man, he wasted that on the show. I don't say wasted, but you could have made a hit with that. I mean, so yeah.
No, man, the man he's incredible. His approach to it is just, I think, incredible. And I don't think he gets enough credit, but we as musicians and producers, we recognize, you know, who he is and what he's doing. And he came up with a sound, you know, especially for Mary, man. So I definitely give him, you know, his kudos, man. He's an awesome producer.
Amen. Hey, Randolph, I would be remiss if I didn't pray for you right now, especially considering what you just told us nationally on the air right now. And so because you put it there in this way, I'm unctioned to do something and say something. So, Father God, right now, in the name of your son, Jesus, we ask you to keep the state hand of safety and health and great health on Brother A. Randolph and his family, Heavenly Father. We rebuke now all the signs and things of cancer and all the attempts of the enemy to destroy and manipulate his family right now in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
Father God, we ask you to continue to bless his career and bless his sound and keep your anointing on him, Heavenly Father. Lord, open doors that no man can close. Open doors and leave open those doors that he will easily find and easily walk through, and that your other children who are in this industry, in this business, will gravitate towards him and begin to work with him and lift him up as they continue, Lord God, to just spread your message via music to the masses and billions of people on this planet, Father God. Father God, we ask you for continued health in A. Randolph. Continue his blessing his finances and his transportation, and bless him and anoint him on his job. Uplift him on his job, Heavenly Father. Promote him on his job. These and all blessings we ask in the name of your mighty son's name, Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
All right. Had to go there. I got a little tongue-tied at the end. But
Man. We know exactly what you're saying.
Yeah. But I felt the unction of the Holy Spirit to pray for you at this very moment, because that is what I do from time to time. Sometimes I ask you all to pray because that's what God wants. But God really wanted you to feel encouraged in this moment right now. Yeah.
Wow, man. And I appreciate you following the lead, man. Sometimes you never know what a person's dealing with.
Amen.
You know, we're in leadership or considered some type of leadership, man. But, you know, the thing is, man, I needed that at that time, man.
Amen.
Definitely, man. Amen. So if you knew that I had just heard, you could, you know, but that's the Holy Spirit for you.
Amen.
That's just amazing to me.
I love you in Christ, my brother. How can the listeners find out more about you, and how can they get your CD, your single that's out right now, I Will Run?
You can actually get any of the online sites, but you can go directly to my website, www.arandolphmusic.com. www.arandolphmusic.com.
Amen. Hey, Randolph, thank you for joining us on Real Gospel, my friend.
Definitely, sir. Definitely. I love it, man. And I thank you guys for supporting, you know, what we're doing. I really thank you. And we can't do it without you.
Amen. Your Real Flashback Song of the Hour is up next. My name is the X-Man, and this is Real Gospel.
You're listening to Real Gospel with the X-Man.